This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Talk radio that you control. 603-283-6160 is the number to call in to talk about whatever's on your mind. 603-283-6160. And in the studio with you tonight, it's me, Bonnie.
It's Ian.
And I want to tell you about Dash. This hour of Free Talk Live is brought to you by Dash, digital cash. Dash is the cryptocurrency designed to be used for spending. In addition to being one of the world's first cryptocurrencies, Dash was the first crypto project to have a decentralized autonomous organization that to this day still continues to improve and promote Dash. Every month, 10% of the mining rewards go into a treasury. Anyone with one Dash to spend can put forward a proposal to the Dash masternodes to vote on. The masternodes vet the proposals and decide which ones move forward and are funded by the treasury. In fact, that's exactly how we got this sponsorship. Nowadays, DAOs, D-A-O, are plentiful, but Dash paved the way by doing it first, nearly a decade ago. Dash is one of the oldest cryptocurrencies and is widely available on exchanges and in multi-crypto wallets. It's easy to get and use Dash. Start by learning more at Dash.com. Thanks to the Dash DAO for sending us 32 Dash per month to promote Dash on the air. Visit Dash.org to learn more about Dash. Dash.org. And I think we should go to the phones. We have Skeeter from California here. Skeeter, what's on your mind?
Hey, I wanted to quickly add, you know, that the Barbie movie is doing so well and not facing backlash because Barbie was originally a female property, and it is a feminism trying to, like, subvert like another well-established male property like Star Wars, Marvel, or even Indiana Jones.
Wait, I'm confused. What do you mean that Barbie is trying to subvert? What is she trying to subvert?
No, I'm saying it's doing well and not facing backlash like other movies currently because it's...
Oh,
Barbie was originally, you know, a girl thing.
I see what you're saying. So if Barbie had... If it was like a G.I. Joe doll movie, but then they made it feminist propaganda, then it would get more backlash. I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Well, it's definitely getting backlash in the places you would expect it to get, which is from conservative types who are lambasting it, many of them without ever having seen it. So, I mean, it's getting backlash, but it's not enough to make it a failure. It's not going to be a commercial failure. In fact, it's been incredibly successful.
Yeah, but, you know, it's the left trying to indoctrinate the young girls. That's I don't think that can be disputed. But, you know, I'm a movie buff, by the way. I mean, so it's like...
So you've seen the movie, then?
Did you go see the movie with your girlfriend?
No, I watched Oppenheimer with her.
Okay.
And he's like, he shouldn't be so glum because the detonating the atomic bomb in Japan was one of the most humane things that could ever been done in history.
That's an insane thing to say.
It's pretty insane.
Why, how can you say that?
I mean, this is not originally why I called, but...
well, you're going to have to defend it now. Go ahead.
It's the greatest World War deterrent ever. But it's...
The war was over.
Again, it's the greatest World War deterrent ever. There's never been a World War.
Well, this is what you would expect somebody who's a psychopath, who's called and has said that you think it's okay, basically, to... Now you're saying it's okay to do wholesale
murder,
you know, genocide.
What was it, 200,000 people?
The fact there's never been a conventional world, there's never been a conventional World War III since. There was two right before that.
Okay, causation doesn't equal I mean, what is it?
Correlation is not causation.
Yeah, I don't think that those two things have anything.
They had the Korean War after that, and they had the Vietnam War after that, just because they didn't declare it a quote-unquote war.
I'm talking about conventional world war. I'm talking about conventional world war.
And was that the only option, though, that could have, if you're, okay, say we take what you're saying for granted, that that's the reason we haven't had World War III. Was it the only way that they could have deterred it, though, because they could have just showed the world that they had that kind of technology without just exploding people?
You need to show the human damage. Unfortunately, the people don't learn otherwise. So you can show all the tests on Los Alamos all you want. It's not going to have the same effect. They chose to minimize
the
damage,
man.
Though they didn't.
That's sick.
What was that?
What do you mean they chose to minimize the damage? They dropped it on well-populated cities. I mean, not that it would
if
they just dropped it on a small town.
If they wanted to do that, they would have dropped it on Tokyo.
That's ridiculous.
Okay, so anyways, I mean, I wanted to recommend a libertarian movie you may not have seen because it's foreign. Maybe it's called The Lives of Others from 2006. I suggest you check that out.
Why?
And you want to know good, huh?
Why?
It's a good libertarian. I think you'll like it. It's libertarian. It won the Oscar for best foreign movie that year. So just on that fact alone, it's really good. You should check it out. It's a libertarian.
Yeah, it's hard to take any suggestions from a guy that thinks it's okay to drop bombs on innocent people.
Yeah, look it up.
It's crazy.
I know.
It says,
but it's just because you can't see opportunity costs like a real economist. But
no, it's because I'm not a psychopath and I'm not willing to throw away people's lives on something that you think is.
It's just because Skeeter thinks of everything in a really messed up worldview called utilitarianism.
Right.
He says that anything, including killing 66,000 people. Oh wait,
no, it's more than that.
Die in conventional bombing.
Over 100,000
people die.
Will you shut up? Because I'm saying something. So I that's annoying. When I was literally in mid sentence and he just starts yelling something.
Mm.
But this says that 66,000 died in Hiroshima and 39,000 died in Nagasaki. So over 100,000 people. Well, I think that I got the number 200,000 from the pre-raid population of Hiroshima was 255,000. Mm. So they chose a town that had 255,000 people in it, and then Nagasaki, which had 195,000 people in it, to explode. They didn't just explode near Japan. Either way, I mean, they're putting a nuclear waste there, too. That's also bad. I mean, it's just really bad. But the thing about Skeeter is he believes that anything is okay if he can determine that, well, it's the best outcome we would have had, which is very stupid because the idea that one human can determine what would be the best outcome for everyone on the whole world is ridiculous at all. And thank you for your call, Skeeter.
By the way, you get to 200,000 if you include all the injured people.
Oh, yeah. This says 69,000 injured in Hiroshima and 25,000 injured in Nagasaki. So, yeah, that's ridiculous. And I wouldn't go see Oppenheimer because I'm just not going to watch anything that remotely glorifies the creation of the bomb.
Well, I don't think it's fair to say that it glorifies it without having seen the film. I wouldn't make that in the same way that you shouldn't criticize the Barbie film without having seen it. I don't think it's fair to criticize Oppenheimer.
Yeah, but if somebody
I just wouldn't
said,
see it because it looks boring.
But if someone says the fact that they made a Barbie movie at all is kind of glorifying Barbie, that's a true statement. I mean, there's a Hollywood movie about Barbie right now.
Mm-hmm.
Promoting Barbie. I think pink sales are going up. Pink clothing and stuff like that.
Okay.
And I don't think that making a Hollywood movie about the guy who created the bomb, even if you show him being sad about it in one part. In fact, that's just too much. Like, oh, let's show the humanity of the guy who created the atomic bomb. I just think that's ridiculous, and I wouldn't watch it because I don't watch every movie. Like, I'm pretty selective about how much movies I watch because I'm not, like, obsessed with watching movies. You know, there are a lot of people that watch a movie every day.
You couldn't possibly watch every movie.
Well, obviously, but I don't watch every movie recommended to me. Even people are like,
but for all you know, this movie's anti-war. I mean, you don't know.
I don't believe it is, just from what I've heard.
Okay, but what have you heard?
That they show the guy all, like, depressed.
Okay. Well, I mean, it is possible that a, you know, dorky scientist could have invented something that he didn't realize was going to.
Well, he worked with the government, so he's a psychopath, and he shouldn't have done that.
Okay.
And
yeah, I don't
think
I don't know enough about him.
Either way, I wouldn't go see it.
I literally know nothing about this man, so I'm not going to make any statements about what he thought or what he did.
I don't really care what he thought or what he did. What did he do? I don't care what he thought, because what did he do? He created something and worked with the government to make something that killed over 100,000 people at once.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it should have been created at all. I don't think that it's worth it because, oh, well, eventually Japan could have created one, and then what would we do? I just don't think it should be created at all. And we have another caller. We have Perry calling from California. Perry, what's on your mind?
Yeah, thank you very much. What I wanted to mention real quickly is that this Hunter Biden saga, the president can pardon him when this is all said and done.
Mm-hmm.
Also, he could pardon himself, I think, but he could also step down and have Kamala pardon his whole crime family for the selling out of America. And they could all walk. And they're both dumb as rocks, but she's not any better than him as far as being president, but she would take the job, I'm sure. She'd grab it as fast as she could get it. But
I'd wondered why you were bringing up Hunter Biden today. Apparently there is news about him.
I heard about that, but I don't know what it has to do with what Perry is saying about the impeachment. Apparently Hunter Biden, he had gotten this sweet DOJ plea deal, and the judge is actually putting that on hold, and Hunter Biden had to plead not guilty today instead of just taking this plea deal because the judge is saying, I don't know about this plea deal being valid. So, but it may still go through, so it could be a nothing burger.
Yeah. So that's why.
Well, anyhow, and I just want to mention something else before I hang up.
Yes.
If you noticed in the last few years, the left, and to me, they're communists anyway. They're just out of whack.
Well, the right wingers are socialists too. So I mean, they're all a bunch of.
Well, no, some of them. You're right. The rhinos are just as bad. I don't think
it's just the rhinos. You're absolutely a Republican. You can absolutely be a Republican and be a socialist because Republicans think that I should pay for their retirement funds and their old people health care
and the military,
their military and police
and the border patrol. All that socialism.
You're right as far as, and look at the spending. I mean, the Republicans go along with it.
Absolutely.
You know,
and the government got bigger under Republican administration.
And that's not us saying that the Democrats are not communists. Well, they're communists.
Sure.
They say they're going to reduce the government.
They never have.
They're going to, I know. It's just all talk.
They had control. You have to remember, they had control completely of the House, the Senate, and the presidency during Bush and during Trump, and they did nothing to make the government smaller. Nothing at all. They made it bigger.
Yeah.
So, why anybody believes these people is just beyond, understanding.
Well, thank you for your call, Perry. I do got to say that if Kamala Harris is the first female president, that'd be so boring. She'd be such a boring first female president. So would Hillary Clinton if she had one. And not that I really care who's president, but, I mean,
well,
at
Kamala
least entertain
Harris
me.
Did get blown out of the primary pretty early on from the Democrats, so it was pretty clear the Democrats didn't want her as their presidential candidate. And then she got shoved down their throats, basically, as the vice presidential candidate.
I've never heard anyone say, like, oh, I like her.
Yeah, so. They don't. They voted against her. So, well, whether she'll end up being I think the way she's going to get to be president is if Biden croaks in office. That's how she's going to be president.
That's a good point. He's pretty old. Well, before we were talking about Oppenheimer, we were going to bring up what we were talking about what we talked about when we first opened the show, which was that a black man in Ohio, I only even mentioned that he's black because of the fact that in this title of this article, I don't think it really matters what color he is. He's a human, and he walked out of his car with his arms up, and a policeman still released his canine on him, and he got mauled by this canine, and thankfully, that policeman actually got fired. This is from CNN. The Circleville, Ohio police officer who was seen on video releasing a police canine on an unarmed black man has been fired, according to a statement from the department.
Wow. Now, is he being charged, though? Probably not. At least not yet.
I read most of this article, but I don't think so.
Hmm.
said Circleville Police Officer Ryan Speakman's actions during the review of his canine apprehension of suspect Jadarius Rose on July 4th show that Officer Speakman did not meet the standards and expectations we hold for our police officers, the police department said in a statement. Officer Speakman has been terminated from the department effective immediately.
I'm impressed. That hardly ever happens.
Well,
I gotta say,
would it have happened if there wasn't a video?
No, of course not. It does seem to be happening more often these days since George Floyd seemed to be sort of like the turnaround point for this.
I think that it's great. No matter what else came from, like, Black Lives Matter, lots of people, have only negative things to say about that whole moment in history. But one thing that's great is that people, they stood up and said, we are not okay with this, even though it had been going on for a long time. And I had been standing up saying I was not okay with it for a long time, just police brutality in general, not specifically of Black people, but of anyone.
You did it before it was cool.
Yeah, I did it way before it was cool. When I did it, I got called racist for it.
Wow.
Because apparently it's racist to say that the police should be abolished because, well, white people, something, something.
You're against the race of police.
No, I got called racist by an Inuit woman from Alaska because apparently, well, minorities are so poor they can't afford to defend themselves, so they need police to defend them. That happened
That's
in 2016.
Ridiculous.
It's so ridiculous. She worked at the military. She worked at the bank I worked at.
Oh, so she was on the military base.
Yeah.
So she's totally
Everybody
programmed.
Was totally reprogrammed on the military base. When I started disliking cops, I lived on a military base in Utah, and I went door-to-door with the ACLU Know Your Rights flyers, and I was like, I'm going to give people these flyers because I just found out the cops are really bad. And I didn't realize absolutely everybody hated me for that because they were all, like, cop lovers. Even, like, my best friend was like, Bonnie, I'm just going to be honest with you. You should probably, like, tone it down on Facebook because cops are actually, they do a lot of good.
Oh, man.
And, anyways.
I'm glad you don't live there now.
Yeah, it's a mostly civilian military base. That makes it even worse than a regular military base. Like, it's not just a bunch of, like, enlisted army soldiers. It's like a bunch of entrenched civilians who work for the government. So they love the government even more.
Like, career guys.
People just walk up to me and be like, I gotta say, I don't like what you put on Facebook because, well, if we didn't have a government, I would lose a job. I've literally got that one when I worked at the bank, and this man just started this conversation with me when I didn't start it with him.
Oh, my goodness. Is he a bank customer?
Yeah, bank customer.
Oh, wow.
And, anyways, what was I actually saying before? Oh, yeah. So, I was glad that at least in 2020, there were people that stood up and said, whether it was for only the reason that they would only stand up for it when it was Black people and it was put in front of their faces.
Mm-hmm.
Because plenty of Black people have been wrongly killed and harmed by police beforehand, and it never started a, an uprising. But no matter what their reasoning for it happening, it did happen that the people stood up and said, we won't tolerate this anymore. And if you want this to stop, you're going to have to change. And it did change the police a little bit. Not enough, because I wanted the messaging got attacked immediately. The messaging started off like an anti-police thing. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to go to this anti-police rally.
Mm-hmm.
And it got just taken over immediately. It wasn't about abolishing the police. There were even,
what did,
like,
they turn it into?
Not abolish the police, but defund the police.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I even saw, like, Instagram posts. Like, Instagram was the main place where you would log in and hear about this all the time, like, and get your downloaded propaganda. It would go from, it went from, like, right away. People were saying, don't say defund the police, abolish the police, say defund the police, because, well, something, I don't even remember at this point. I don't remember what the woke explanation was for why they changed it to defund the police, but that was more woke than abolish the police, and that got overridden pretty fast, and it became defund. And, but either way.
Neither of those two things has any political legs. I mean, maybe they thought defunding would get further than abolishing. Like, oh, we're not against the police. We just don't think they should be doing
these things. It was like, it's actually not progressive enough to say abolish the police. It's bad to say abolish the police.
Oh.
You got to say defund the police because we still need police. That's what it was. It was not just they wanted to secretly abolish the police, but we're going to use defund as a decoy.
Ultimately, they know they need the police to do their bidding. Right, in the same way that, right now, for instance, the conservatives are, screw the FBI, we got to shut down the FBI. And as soon as the conservatives get elected, that is going to be totally changed. There's not going to be a single one of these conservative Republican guys who's talking about getting rid of the FBI who moves forward with that in any way, shape, or form.
Because they'll have forgotten that the FBI, quote-unquote, went after Trump. They won't care anymore.
No. They won't forget. They'll make a show of how they're going to fire the main guy at the FBI, whoever that is, whatever bureaucrat it happens to be for the moment. Oh, see, we can reform the FBI. We don't need to get rid of the FBI. The FBI has a long history of blah, 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 and we just can't get rid of this bureaucracy. That by the way, the country never had before the 1900s. It didn't exist. We can't get rid of the FBI. We just need to clean house. And by clean house, they mean fire the main guy, bring in somebody that they like better, and then call it a day.
And because that's what they always do. Continues.
Yeah, that's what they always do. Because they know they need these agencies to enforce their laws. They want to enforce their rules. They want to enforce their conservative view of America instead of the progressive view of America, which is the reason these progressives didn't want to get rid of the local police, because they still want to use the local police to, bash whatever heads they think need to be bashed in the moment.
You know, a lot of it was just like, I think they changed it to defund the police because they just knew that, first of all, they didn't want to actually do any change, like you're saying. And the other thing was, they didn't want to make too big of a statement. They just wanted to, like all the talking heads, like the Nina Turner types, the one that the LPNH went after recently in a pretty epic tweet against her. Nina Turner is just this lady.
Yeah, Liberty at Night covered her and the LPNH thing pretty well last night.
Mm-hmm. Well, those types, they just wanted to be able to say sound bites that sounded good, like, at the protest I went to that was advertised to me as like a abolish the police type thing and sigil for George Floyd, there was so many people in the streets of San Antonio and they were yelling, I can't breathe. And me and my friend who attended, even when we were there, we were pretty brainwashed, but even we didn't yell, I can't breathe. Because I asked my friend why he didn't. We were like the only ones that were looking around us. Everyone was yelling that. Mm-hmm. And we weren't. And I said later, like, why didn't you want to yell that? I think that was something was weird about that. Like, it was kind of ritualistic, and I didn't like it. Like, it creeped me out.
All chanting is ritualistic, as far as I'm concerned.
So there's that aspect. But the other thing was, why are we yelling the last words of a guy who died as if it's going to help him? That's weird.
That's a great point, yeah.
And my friend said the same thing. It was just like, it felt like it wasn't doing anything. It wasn't like why we went there, and it was weird. What do you think? 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA News Update. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says he's fine after being escorted away from a Republican leadership news conference Wednesday.
It's been good bipartisan cooperation and a string of
The Kentucky senator appeared to freeze. Some of his colleagues then asked McConnell if he was okay before Senator John Barrasso held him by the arm and walked him away from the podium. McConnell later walked back to the news conference by himself. Hunter Biden's pleaded not guilty to federal tax charges after a judge rejected a proposed plea deal. Prosecutors and defense lawyers tried to put together a revised deal. The original plea deal appeared to fall apart after the judge asked prosecutors if it provided immunity for any future charges related to Hunter Biden's business dealings. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Control 603-283-6160, 603-283-6160. And in the studio with you tonight, it's me, Bonnie.
And it's Ian.
And we've been talking about all kinds of things tonight, like Barbie, Oppenheimer, because I guess those two things go together. People have been going and seeing both and calling it Barbenheimer, Heimer, or whatever.
I can't even imagine. Barbie was 2 hours and Oppenheimer's 3 hours long.
Oh, my God.
Brutal.
Yeah, that is pretty crazy.
Run at the movies.
And now we're talking about a police officer that actually got fired for hurting someone. Luckily, this person didn't die. In Ohio.
Thank goodness.
So the Circleville police in Ohio announced that they fired their officer, Ryan Speakman, because after a review of the video, they saw that he did not meet the standards and expectations they hold for their police officers. And, of course, it's just because they got caught. Because
he got caught, yeah.
They have a video camera, and they don't want... I think that part of, like, what I was saying that's actually a good thing about what happened from the BLM, like, protests in 2020, was that now this police station... It's giving me the vibe, obviously I can't confirm this, that they don't want a George Floyd thing on their hands. It probably wouldn't get as big as George Floyd, I mean this man didn't die, but they see the black man So it's already in the...
Oh, they're trying to head off the potential protests or whatever.
Yeah. Even though he didn't get killed and they did fire the police officer, mm-hmm. the headline of the CNN article says, police canine handler who released dog that attacked an unarmed black man in Ohio. And it black is capitalized. Nothing else is. It's kind of weird. Mm. Like black is a country or something. In Ohio has been fired, department says. Well,
normally capitalization. Oh, you mean like capital letter or all caps?
No, just one B is capitalized. It's still kind of weird because black is not it's not a proper noun.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a little weird because, I mean, you would think normally they'd uppercase every first letter in a headline.
Yeah.
But they didn't uppercase anything other than black, not even man. My point is that this police department probably got rid of this officer because it's worth it to them to not have people attacking them because of this. And I think that's a good thing.
Whatever it takes.
I wish that it would happen for any kind of person, and I wish that it would have been happening since the beginning.
It would be nice if this guy was actually, this cop, if he was actually able to be held accountable beyond just losing his job, like actually be sued for what he did, but of course he's still going to be protected by qualified immunity.
Yep, I'm sure that I read the article and I don't recall them saying anything about him getting charged. I probably would have remembered that.
Well, now that doesn't always happen right away. I mean, to be fair to the bureaucrats, right? Like they're slow and they have to quote unquote investigate, and then they have to cook up, whatever the things they're going to say in the indictment. So, like, an indictment isn't going to come probably in the next 24 hours. It might be a few weeks down the road or something like that. So that may be coming. It may still happen, although I would bet against it.
I actually don't think that he would get charged with anything, because one weird part about this article that I found really strange was, even though we read that statement from the Circleville police about them saying that he didn't meet their expectations and standards, it goes on to say that the police department's investigation into the incident included a determination by a use of force review board
mm-hmm.
that determined the agency's policy for use of canines was followed in the apprehension and arrest of Rose, the man who got attacked by the dog, according to a statement from the agency.
But they fired him because he didn't follow it.
That's not what they said. It's not that he didn't use the dog according to their policy. It's that they just said he didn't meet the standards and expectations they hold for their police officers.
Mm.
So I think that's exactly another reason that I think that they were like, we can't have George Floyd on our hands.
Can you summarize what actually happened? I know you saw the video. I did not. I only heard you briefly describe it earlier tonight.
Yes, I can. It's in the article here. I'll go into it. It says, the July 4th vehicle pursuit began after a motor carrier enforcement inspector, so not like a regular cop,
mm-hmm.
tried to stop a semi-truck that the suspect was driving due to a missing mud flap. So if you ever see these flaps that are behind the wheels on lots of different larger cars, they're required because big cars can kick up huge rocks and kill people. They can run into the windshield of the person behind them and kill people.
Right.
So it's a pretty understandable stop. It didn't seem like something that crazy. Could have been like routine, and that he wrote him a ticket, told him to go get one. Not saying that police officers should exist. I'm just saying that wasn't the crazy part. But when the inspector turned on his lights on his marked patrol vehicle, the suspect vehicle continued west on U.S. 35, the report says, noting the driver made eye contact with the inspector. Strange, he saw he was getting pulled over and he wouldn't pull over.
Hmm.
When the driver failed to stop, the inspector notified dispatch to send a marked patrol unit to assist. Video released by authorities shows them pursuing the semi-truck, which appeared to initially slow down and stop. Okay, I don't know what it means by initially, considering the fact that they said that he didn't do it right away, but as he went to slow down,
it sounded
stop,
like he had to call the other guy out before he slowed down, so that would not be right away.
Yeah, I don't know why they wrote initially there at all. As the vehicle does stop, the footage shows an officer getting out of the vehicle, pointing a weapon. It's like a big machine gun-looking thing.
Okay.
And he sets it up on his hood of his car, ready to aim at the man for if the man gets out. And it's a pretty big-looking gun. He points the weapon towards the truck and orders the driver to get out. The driver does not exit the vehicle, however, and starts driving again, which is pretty funny. Multiple law enforcement vehicles join the chase.
I mean, you can't blame the guy for not wanting to get out with training a rifle on him.
Right. I just think it does whatever escalates, just because he kept driving, escalates to pointing a gun at a person.
That seems like a little bit excessive.
They've definitely escalated this just this initial stop. All the man did so far was try to flee. That is not an act of aggression.
I tend to agree. The cops really take that personally, and they love to use fleeing as a reason to harm to people.
So during the police chase, Rose...
It's like, you're denying my authority.
Yep, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Rose, Jadarius Rose, the guy that was driving without a mud flap, called 911 while driving.
Oh, interesting.
And told dispatchers that officers were trying to kill him and that he did not feel safe pulling the truck over. How is he wrong? They were pointing a gun at him. He didn't feel safe to get out of the car at that point.
And this was Ohio, you said?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Police state.
Mm-hmm.
According to call recordings released by the Ross County Sheriff's Office, in the recordings, Rose repeatedly told the dispatcher he was confused about why he was being pulled over and why police had their guns drawn after he briefly stopped the truck before driving away.
Fair. I think it was a good move on his part to call in.
To call in
and like get that on the record.
Yeah.
Like, whoa, you guys are going a little overboard here. Just let people know your feelings about this. That way you can't speculate.
Who knows if he ever actually saw the police pulling over to begin with? And
maybe he had the music up real loud and didn't know.
And who knows if he actually made eye contact with the inspector, as the inspector said, because that's just his
word.
Cops
lie.
Yep. Cops are trained to lie, just so you know. Eventually, the semi-truck stops, and he gets out of the vehicle, surrounded by several police cars and officers, the video shows, before cutting to what appears to be a state trooper getting out of his vehicle and walking toward the driver. And just so you know, I think I skipped this part. Circleville police arrived later.
Mm-hmm.
So there's two different agencies here. And
state police.
State police are the ones that did not send the canine against him in Circleville. Mm-hmm. Police sent the canine to him. Mm-hmm. So just pointing that out so if you get confused. Come to me, an officer is heard saying to the driver. Another adds, get on the ground or you're going to get bit. The driver is shown...
Once again, you can't follow both of those instructions easily, right? Come to me and get on the ground.
Yeah. The driver...
Which one do you follow?
You can't do both.
Yeah.
The driver is shown on the road with his hands up. And this is why I don't want you to get confused.
When you say he's on the road, is he like kneeling or standing? Okay, got it.
Just standing, maybe slowly walking towards the ones calling him. And a state trooper says several times, as you can hear clearly in the video and loudly, do not release the dog with his hands up. And multiple times. He just keeps repeating that. And it's my opinion. It's just a video, but to me, it seems like the man should have been able to hear him, because this article questions, it says right here, though it is unclear if the state trooper could be heard by other officers. It's very loud. There's not, like, so much yelling that you couldn't hear
Still, even if the other guy couldn't hear, did the man who had his hands up at some point swing his hands down to his belt, lift his shirt up, and, like, start drawing a gun? Was there some sort of action that he did furtively that was going to set the cop off that had the dog
canine.
To release the dog? Or did the cop just like, I'm going to release the dog now. Was there anything at all?
He just keeps his arms up. Maybe, I think he's walking towards the state troopers in the video,
but that's
the only thing he's doing, which is what they're asking him to do. The case report says Speakman exited his patrol car and began giving commands to the suspect. Oh, Speakman is the canine dog car.
He's now fired.
Yeah, the guy's fired. The policeman. He exited his patrol car and began giving commands to the suspect before he deployed the canine on Rose after repeated warnings from the state trooper, according to the video footage. The dog runs towards officers, then turns to Rose and attacks him, pulling him to the ground, the video shows. Rose is seen and heard screaming and crying out for the officers to pull the dog off him. He continues to cry out as officers call out for a first aid kit. Rose was shown later being treated by the officers. And kind of skip this part, there's a woman, I think from the state troopers, that she's a cop, that walks up to him, sees the state he's in right after the dog attack, and walks back with her hands over her mouth and knows, like, oh my God, like, it was really grotesque. A disturbing thing to see.
Mm-hmm.
Says, Rose was treated and released from a hospital before being taken to the Ross County Jail, according to a case report from the Ohio State Highway Patrol, which notes he faced a charge of failure to comply with an order to signal by a police officer, a fourth-degree felony.
What?
Ohio.
That's insane.
He was released from custody July 7th. The Ross County Prosecutor's Office told CNN, adding the office is still collecting evidence before it determines whether to move forward with the charges against him.
Okay.
And that's it.
Yeah. Well, having not seen the video, it sounds horrible from the description. And there are so many horrible police videos. It just gets overwhelming.
One thing I think is really crazy about this story is the fact that that was within police protocol, supposedly.
What was?
Well, to release the dog on the guy without the guy doing anything.
Oh, because you were saying the review board said, well, yeah, it was fine.
Yeah, he was okay.
But the police basically said, well, no, it wasn't okay. He shouldn't have done that. Because, again, the guy didn't actually, like, present any kind of threat. Because normally that's the claim that you'll hear the cops make is, well, I was afraid for my life. That's why they have to shoot somebody to death. In this case, they couldn't say that he was being a danger or anything like that. And so that's why they had to fire him, is what it sounds like.
But it says that their training and protocols were followed. Mm-hmm. So that's apparently okay. If it's not caught on camera and they're not afraid that they're going to have another situation on their hands where the people get upset that they killed a person hurt a person.
Body cameras that they were using?
I'm not sure.
Right?
I don't think it says in this article.
Well, you saw the video, didn't you?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now, and you can't really tell if it's body cam or what.
Usually you can tell. Usually it's, somebody's, you can see like an arm or something like that sticking out. But anyway, the reason I ask is because body cameras were pretty controversial when they first came out.
Are you asking body cam or car cam?
I guess there are car cameras,
two options?
Yeah. Usually, yeah.
It looks... Oh, maybe it's a body cam. It looks like when somebody walks, kind of moves like someone's walking. I think it's body cam, yeah.
Okay. It sounds like you might be playing audio. There you go. So the body cameras were relatively controversial when they first came out. There were kind of two schools of thought within the cop accountability or the cop block community. Some people said, this is a good thing. More cops with cameras can't be a bad thing. I mean, we're going to see what they're doing more often. On the other hand, the other side of it was, well, but body cameras could be used against people as much as they could be used against the police because they could capture people doing X, Y, or Z victimless crime.
I think it's been shown by now that it is a good thing because as much as they can use evidence against you, if they didn't have a camera on them, they could just say that you did whatever you wanted. So it's not even like they needed the police evidence. It's not even like they would needed a video to say that you said something.
Yeah, well,
they could
that
just
is
lie
true.
Before.
Mm. That's true. Yeah, I was leading on the side at the time of pro-body cams, but I thought the critique was kind of interesting. There was another critique that said that eventually the body camera feeds could be tied into some sort of like facial recognition database, and just like a cop walking down a main street could be scanning people's faces. They're not even there to do anything, right? They're just walking down Main Street, and some computer system is scanning everybody's face, and then all of a sudden he gets a text message saying, oh, arrest the blonde guy or whatever.
And that's not that crazy
you.
Because it is what they do right now with car license scanning. And that's a due process violation. That shouldn't be happening. But
I don't think it happens in New Hampshire. I believe that they prohibited that from happening here by the police, if I recall correctly. But that is the thing that does happen in a lot of places. And they can also still go and type in people's licenses, so they can still go into a parking lot and, you know, type license plate numbers into whatever database search. But I'm pretty sure they're not allowed to actually just wholesale use scanners on people.
In New Hampshire. But yeah, it does happen where a police car can just be sitting there and every car that drives past it gets in the camera of its scanner.
Or they roll through a parking lot.
Yeah.
And then really snag a bunch of plates. And, oh, this guy's got a warrant out.
Yep.
And of course, you know, somebody that's a pro-cop person listening might say to themselves, well, somebody has a warrant out, they should be arrested. Well, there's a lot of warrants out for people for completely victimless so-called crimes of, you know, possession of whatever chemical or plant. So
it's just a due process violation. You shouldn't be searched just because you drove your car to Walmart.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
It's an unreasonable search, which is Fourth Amendment, right?
Yeah, well, but privacy is less and less now than it's ever been. And
people
don't
seem to care.
And that's not to defend that fact. It's just to simply point that out. And that kind of ties into another story that we can talk about here tonight, Bonnie, the WorldCoin thing, which is... I had not heard about this until just the last few days, but apparently it's been in development for a few years.
I found out about it last night. I got an alert on my phone from a crypto wallet app that messaged me, WorldCoin is skyrocketing. Get in on WorldCoin now. Like something I've never seen it say about any other crypto. It's not like I get a message about that, about Dash all the time. It was so strange. I even... showed it to him, just be like, this is weird. And he said, oh, it's that WorldCoin thing. And I had never heard of it till last night. So what is it, Ian?
Well, according to various different sources, this is a crypto project started by one of the founders of OpenAI. And we've talked a lot about ChatGPT and some of the artificial, quote-unquote, artificial intelligence things that are out there these days.
And what is his name? Isn't it also Sam Bankman?
No, it's Altman.
Yeah, it's the alt of Sam Bankman.
Or the alternative to being a man or something like that. Altman. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Sam Altman. This is the same guy who was in front of Congress within the last couple months, you know, talking about how they need regulation of the world of AI. And OpenAI is, as we pointed out, on this show, an organization that is not open in any way, shape, or form. They are not open source, for instance. You would think that a company called OpenAI would be open source, but no, they're not. They have, it's closed source. You have no idea what's going on behind the box, so to speak. And this ChatGPT thing that they came out with has certainly taken the tech world and maybe even beyond that by storm. I mean, there's no doubt that it's been incredibly popular and incredibly, I think, profitable for them so far. They're charging people to use their ChatGPT 4 service, and they want regulations, and they want to help write the regulations. I mean, this is the definition of a bad guy, big tech corporation that, you know, like Microsoft and Google, they're that kind of company. They are very, you know, controlling.
Compliant,
yep, demanding more controls, very controlling of their own users. The OpenAI, quote-unquote, their service is highly restricted. The robot or whatever, the AI that they have won't even curse. I mean, it's highly, highly restricted on what
it can say.
Oh,
this is when they get mad if you jailbreak it.
Well, yeah, they don't like you jailbreaking their product for sure.
They'll kick you out of your account.
Maybe they will. They haven't kicked me out of the account yet, but... anyway, this very same guy who's behind OpenAI is also involved in WorldCoin. He's one of the founders of this new cryptocurrency that, well, at least I presume, is a cryptocurrency. I have not looked deep enough to know if it retains all the usual hallmarks of a cryptocurrency, which would include decentralization and, you know, cryptography and blockchains. And, like, there's certain things that you should have in order to be called a cryptocurrency. So I don't know if that's true here, but it's being purported, at least by the crypto media, as a crypto project. And according to Forbes, Benjamin Curry writing this piece here, this is apparently a partner link, so I don't know if this is a puff piece or whatever, but it goes over it. So digital ID platform WorldCoin officially launched on Monday this week, co-founded by OpenAI CEO Sam Altman. WorldCoin aims to provide its users with a verified digital identity plus a cryptocurrency token named WorldCoin, WLD.
It's kind of this thing that Elon Musk wants to do where you can't really be on the internet unless you're verified.
Is that an Elon Musk thing, too?
He wants to make it to where everybody is verified on Twitter, and that's just like a small step.
Yeah, but he's charging for that. So in this case, they're giving coins away. So they are actually bribing users
but
to sign up.
But hasn't he said, Elon Musk said that when he does his X website, when he finally...
which he's doing now.
When he finally has it all the way out,
yeah.
He wants it to be like you have to be verified... and that way, it's everyone with their own digital identity.
I don't know how far he's intending to take that, because I suspect it's only a small portion of the Twitter slash X user base that is actually verified. I don't know what percentage it is, but I suspect it's not larger than 10% would be my guess, but that's just a shot in the dark. Because most people aren't used to paying for social media. Most people are used to getting social media for free. And then, of course, that means if you're getting something for free, you are the product. They're then selling you, and you have advertisers and things like that. And if he wants people to sign up for his service, he's going to have to sweeten the deal a little bit. I did sign up for it initially when Elon Musk first took over, just sort of on the excitement of the fact that he was kind of bringing some fresh ideas to the forefront. I did sign up for it and then subsequently canceled, I think, within about 3 months because they hadn't really made it more of a free speech platform. They were still restricting people for saying things that they should be allowed to say. And so it's like, I don't want to give this person money to continue doing this. So I think that – and one of the other things was even if you're paying them $8 a month, they're still showing you advertisements. So I could see $8 a month – like if you're a heavy Twitter user, I could see $8 a month being worthwhile just to get rid of the advertisements just because they're obnoxious and they're ever present.
They always make me want marshmallows.
If you get those ones,
I get advertised this marshmallow company all the time where you can order these big old chunks of marshmallows. And
I've never seen that one.
So good.
Maybe you've typed marshmallow into
Twitter
before.
No, that's what made me look up how to make marshmallows. And then I did.
So, I don't know what his plans are for that, but in this case, Elon Musk is, like, way behind, at least as far as this technology is concerned, because this is a technology that is more than just a cryptocurrency. It is what they're calling a verified digital identity, and in order to get one of these accounts, you don't just go and sign up on some website. You have to physically go in real life to a place and scan your iris into this Orwellian ball.
Looks like a Magic 8 Ball to me. It has this little screen on one side that looks like where you would get the answer.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like a cutout of a sphere.
Yeah, except instead of black, it is chrome.
The screen.
Well, I'm talking about the ball itself. Yeah.
Yep.
So there's more coming up here, and Bonnie can give the number.
603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160.
Are you willing to give up your iris scan for what is apparently about $60 worth of cryptocurrency?
It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.